promise from the president on Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's urging anyone who supports the right to choose to vote this fall and pledging to propose a bill legalizing abortion if Democrats keep control of Congress.
And when Congress passes it, I'll sign it in January, 50 years after Roe was first decided the law of the land.
At a DNC event this afternoon, the president says he needs more Democrats in the Senate, also pledging a veto if Republicans pass a national ban on abortion. In a New York Times Siena College poll, only 5% surveyed name abortion as their top concern, compared to 44% for the economy and inflation. That poll also finds a shift among female voters because of the economy.
In September, independent woman voters favored Democrats by 14 points. Now they're backing Republicans by 18 points. That is a huge swing in just a month's time.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The president's also expected to talk this week about gas prices, possibly releasing more oil from the strategic reserve to help boost supply.
If it does happen, it could be the first of a series of actions that the administration takes to try to get a handle on these rising gas prices. It could also announce this week how it plans to refresh that stockpile.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. Regular unleaded is $3.87 a gallon in the AAA average, still 20 cents higher than a month ago, despite a recent decline. The Pentagon says it has no information to confirm reports that Iran has promised Russia surface-to-surface missiles, along with more drones. Russia is suspected of using Iranian-made drones in deadly attacks on Ukraine's capital city this week. Meantime, the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's nuclear threats are blackmail to stop supporting Ukraine.
If we do that, then President Putin will win in Ukraine.
Instead, he's urging continued support, including winter supplies. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Amazon workers will not join a union in upstate New York.
Amazon workers at a facility near Albany overwhelmingly reject a bid to unionize, with 66% of workers who voted saying no to the fledgling union composed of former and current Amazon workers, and handing the labor group its second defeat as it attempts to drag Amazon to the negotiating table following a yes vote this year to unionize an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island and amid ongoing unionization efforts of another Amazon plant in Alabama. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An opposition leader stays locked up in Russia, a court rejecting the second appeal of Alexei Navalny, who's serving a 9-year sentence on charges of fraud and contempt of court. A top critic of President Putin, Navalny was accused of embezzling money from his foundation. He rejects the allegations as politically motivated. A big gift for the Girl Scouts.
Like many businesses and organizations around the nation, the Girl Scouts were hit hard by the COVID pandemic. It drove down membership. So philanthropist Mackenzie Scott decided to do something about it. She donated $84.5 million to the Girl Scouts of America and 29 of its local branches. Sophia Chang, the CEO of the Girl Scouts, says Scott's support means honestly just as much as the donation. It's the single largest gift ever received from one individual since their their founding in 1912.
Fox's Karen McHugh. The Scouts plan to use the money in a variety of ways, including support for volunteers and staff and making camp properties more resistant to climate change impacts. On Wall Street, back-to-back rallies if this one holds. The Dow's up 386 points right now. The S&P and the NASDAQ also gaining more than 1%. Oil prices dropping to under $83 a barrel. Right now, back above it, though. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.